This is the Passing for Normal podcast. I'm Jared.
And I'm Colleen. We're going to share our stories of life, death, grief, and everything in between, all through a colorful lens and a unique sense of humor.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be talking on today's episode about bereaved Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up in a couple weeks, but first is bereaved Mother's Day.
Woohoo!
how you doing, Colleen?
Man, I hated Mother's Day as a holiday before I was a bereaved mother. And now I have all sorts of feelings about it.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to get to talk about this today. I guess, in my cynicism, I feel optimistic that there are other people with me. And so I think maybe this is one. I wanted to put this out a week ahead of bereaved Mother's Day. Because I remember finding out about bereaved Mother's Day on the day, and it kind of felt like a gut punch.
Like there's an actual day for this?
Yeah, like I think it's a great concept, right? Like, okay, Mother's Day in concept isn't bad. Mothers are great.
Sure.
Like, right, like celebrate. But I feel like the holiday in general kind of fails to recognize the majority. I'm sorry, was that an airplane?
I'm sure.
Something loud just went over us. I was mildly, apologies. So I just don't think that Mother's Day as a holiday is inclusive.
How so?
So not everyone has a great relationship with their mom. I think right. I think that's the blind spot, right? Like everyone, it was designed by Hallmark to sell crap.
Right.
I think it's like I don't want to like get too political, but it's like a kind of capitalist sort of money maker.
Sure. And I mean, like you said, the concept isn't bad, like celebrating mothers, but it's such a sensitive thing to assume that everyone wants to or can.
Oh my gosh.
Mothers. Right? It's a sensitive topic.
How many
topic.
People have complicated relationships with their mothers? Most of us. Yeah. And I think it's like the few, like, I think it's the kind of thing where a lot of us just sort of like, not stuff, but you know, like you kind of like take a deep breath and you're like, no, you do want to honor your mother, right? Like even complicated relationships, there's often, an opportunity to, but even like, and for us, you being the incredible father that you are, you would take the girls to go get me cards for Mother's Day. How many times did Claire have a seizure?
Yeah.
In the, like, she was so excited. She loved picking out cards. Like, I don't know what fun things you guys were doing or if it was just really stressful, but she pretty consistently had like massive seizures picking out.
Yeah. I think she was excited about it to celebrate you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a complicated thing.
And so, okay, so Mother's Day is 2 weeks away. Bereaved Mother's Day started in Australia, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Which now that I live here makes so much sense. They love their like mental health campaigns here.
Yeah.
There's like this whole Are You Okay? Like the letter R, the letter U. Okay, it's like a hashtag. I think there's a lot of suicide here.
Yeah.
Like statistically, I think it's actually like a little bit more prevalent.
Right.
And so there's a lot of mental health campaigns. So I'm not surprised that like a hashtag around this came from here. We looked on Instagram, I think, what was it, 2000, Bereaved Mother's Day 2014, there's two posts.
Yeah.
And as I, from what we've read, it started when a woman lost a pregnancy.
Yeah, I believe so.
And Mother's Day was super painful for her. So she kind of started like bereaved Mother's Day to honor all of the women who have mothers, you know, who don't have a baby to hold.
Right.
Which is, I mean, God, my heart breaks, right? Like I know people who've had fertility issues, who've had pregnancy loss, like we've been through that. It's not an easy thing. And that all of those people, everyone who's kind of like in that category of like, well, this is a really painful thing right now. God, Mother's Day just feels like a giant, like salt in a wound, right?
Right.
For.
But so does then bereaved, the fact that there's a separate holiday then for bereaved mothers, does that help?
Well, I don't know. That's what I can't figure out. I know for me, it felt like a kick in the gut. But part of that was because my teenager died.
Right.
And so when I found out about this, when I saw the hashtag, because grief and bereaved mom are like hashtags I follow. when I found it, I felt not, I don't want to say like underrepresented, but it, like this wasn't created for me. I do think they're trying to make it like inclusive. And I think maybe just statistically there's more people, there's like a lot more infant, like sudden death in infants, like
yeah,
in pregnancy loss than there are 14, you know, 15 year olds.
Right.
I could be wrong. Like that, my instinct says that.
Yeah. It's similar, but different. You know, yes, you are a bereaved mother.
Well, right. Because the other thing is like a lot of the posts in like, I want to say propaganda. That's the wrong word. What's the, like the sayings or whatever.
Memes and stuff.
Yeah. Are around like empty arms.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, like, what if like you had one die, but then you have another?
Right. I was thinking about that. What if like, what if you have another child? So
do I get like breakfast in bed for two weekends?
Yeah, two holidays, I think, then. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, how do we celebrate that? How do we observe that? Like,
and I guess we're not really holiday. Are we calling them holidays or are they just international?
Observed. Is it a? It's not a holiday.
I wouldn't say it's a holiday.
I mean, it's on the calendar. It's on Apple. It's on my iPhone. It says it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, then it must be, if it's there, then it must be
something. Right, Apple says it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, I just, every year I get so grumpy before Mother's Day because I just think the whole thing's a crock. The other thing that kills me is all of the messaging around like being a mother is the greatest thing I've ever done.
Right.
I mean, I love being a mother has been fantastic. It's challenging. It's special. Yeah. Words fail, right? Like, Claire and Chloe are just that I had the chance to bring them into the world and see them through, this far has been amazing. But I like refuse to be like singularly defined by that. I guess that's just like the, I don't know, independent or jerk in me.
So there's like an identity thing there that you're looking at.
Right. I don't want to be solely identified. And I don't think Mother's Day tries to do it. It just kind of does.
Right. And just by nature of your own, how you think about it in general.
I think that if you and I went to a party and we were meeting new people, people would ask you who you work for and people would ask me how many kids I have.
Right. Yeah. And that's the cultural norm, is that that's what your identity is.
Yeah.
Homemaker and baby maker.
So I feel like I don't get to like, I feel like I'm not quite the target market for bereaved Mother's Day because I had two kids for 14 years. Well, I had one for three and then we added a second.
Right.
Right. And now I still have one, but one's missing. And so I feel like I don't really, like, Mother's Day is, like, painful as all get out. I don't like celebrating Mother's Day. Like, I just, like, almost cry. Just, like, I was choked up just saying that. I love being Chloe's mom. But, like, just, like, the whole, like, Claire's not here thing.
Sure.
Makes that really complicated.
Super complicated.
You know? And I don't know if, like, honoring the complicated side of it a week later is, like, it's funny. Like, on this Sunday, we're going to cry. And then on the next Sunday, we're going to celebrate. Like, I don't know. It's just so how our culture handles this. Like, I don't know that I have a better answer. I just wanted to say how dumb I think it is.
Because I guess also, like, you're no less of a mother if your child is dead or alive.
No.
Like, you birthed a human into the world.
Yeah.
You're a mother at that point, whether it was for 5 minutes or 15 years. Like, you've still gone through that process.
For sure. And also, if you're estranged from your adult children.
Right.
If you're, like all these different circumstances, like, from conception, then you become a mother.
Yeah.
And you are.
Yeah.
But it's like, but also, it feels like not.
How so?
I don't know. Like, well, maybe it's just like these like ideals and standards. And it's like, okay, well, if you're a mother, then you should be getting flowers and your people should be doing these things. Or I don't know, like you should be going to brunch.
Right. I mean, like, in a way, it kind of almost feels like, and also, I also want to recognize that this is me as a guy coming at this topic.
Yes, patriarchy. Go on.
Which I'm trying to be super sensitive. Not that it's hard to be sensitive, but I recognize that this is like sensitive territory.
Yeah.
It also seems like it's almost kind of in that Valentine's Day vein.
For sure.
Where it's kind of like, look, if you're waiting for one day of the year to let your loved ones know how special they are.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. I think for maybe the last 20 years, that's like our day off.
Right. It's like amateur day.
Valentine's Day is like, I'm not interested.
Right.
Because it's just like this forced and maybe fabricated. And maybe that's what I push back against with Mother's Day is that it's like, oh, today you're going to be nice to me.
Right.
Like, oh, now we're going to be grateful.
Is like the concept of on this day, you have to be nice to your mother and show them love.
Yeah.
Even if that relationship is a painful or estranged.
It just feels so contrived.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, like, pay attention to yourself when you have it in you, when you think you need to connect with your mother, connect with your mother. Not because Apple told, you know, put it on your calendar.
Or Hallmark.
Or Hallmark. Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just turned like spiraled into this thing. I got an email from Country Road, which is like a clothing brand I like here in Australia. And they're like, do you want to opt out of Mother's Day ads? Which I love, but also I'm like, how many Mother's Day ads are you sending me in the next 2 weeks? But it's such a sensitive thing that now it's becoming a thing that companies are like, do you want to not hear about Mother's Day?
Right. Yeah, because people are recognizing
how painful it is.
The complexity of it, sure.
Yeah. I'm like, why are we doing this? Good luck with me the next 2 weekends, sir. I don't know what our plans are. Well, and then just to add, I don't want to like, not insult to injury, that's the wrong words. Saturday is Chloe's birthday. So the day before bereaved Mother's Day is Chloe's birthday. And this year, she's turning 15, which is, like, as old as Claire got. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, Claire passed before her 16th birthday. Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot wrapped up in
woo! I'm going to do extra therapy before this week is over.
Yeah.
Lots of sunrise yoga for me. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. Bereaved Mother's Day. I think it's a great concept. But you know, maybe it's contrived, but to those people that are hurting, that feel a little bit less, it's not contrived to them. And that's what I have to remember. Like, maybe it doesn't hit me in a meaningful way, but maybe it does someone else.
Right.
You know, maybe there's younger women who haven't gotten a child to 15.
Right. Right.
You know, and Mother's Day is really hard for them, and having bereaved Mother's Day is helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm glad that it's like starting to be a thing. And then, I mean, I realize that it's like, then there's Father's Day. Mm-hmm. So here's a fascinating one for our international audience. Father's Day in the US is on a different day than Father's Day in Australia. So,
And not because of the time change and the distance.
No, like it's like in a different month.
Yeah.
So Mother's Day is the same in the US and Australia. I think it's in March in the UK. When's Father's Day in the US?
It is.
Jared's Googling. He's faster than I am. I feel like it's in September in Australia.
Father's Day in the U.S. is June 16th.
And I think it's in September. So Bereaved Father's Day is in August or September or something. Because the Aussie started it. And that's when Aussie Father's Day is. I haven't figured out yet why Father's Day.
It's September 1st.
September 1st.
In Australia. Yeah.
So Bereaved Father's Day is the last Sunday in August.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just, sorry, buddy.
I don't know. For me, I don't think it's even, it's not a thing for me.
Yeah.
I mean, not the bereaved part, but like.
Yeah, because your daughters.
Like,
definitely.
I don't need to celebrate Bereaved Father's Day and Father's Day. I am a father. So I don't even need one day, but. I am a father. To say I'm a bereaved father.
Mm-hmm. See, it's weird, right?
It's if my only child died.
Yeah.
And I didn't have another one, I could see it being different.
For sure.
I would have a different perspective on it.
Yep.
But because we have Chloe and I have another one, I'm still a father.
Yeah.
Like, currently.
Yeah.
So
should I sit out? Should I just like not recognize Bereaved Mother's Day? I don't know.
I think you should do whatever you feel like you need to do.
Well, I think what I need to do, the thing that I've been feeling more need for in general is just like connection with other people.
Yeah.
That are in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure there's other people. And that's part of the fun of posting these episodes is then some people message me and they're like, oh, yes, like on the introduction episode, it was really fun. So to the people who sent us messages, you like made my day.
Yeah.
And please don't stop. Feel free to send me more unless you hate it. And then you can keep that to yourself. But yeah, so Mother's Day is just, I guess I wanted to just put it out there, but in case you're not like super excited about, if you're super excited about it, if you love your mother and have like a really great relationship with her, and then you have like a really healthy, easy relationship with all your children, I am so happy for you. You're probably not listening to this podcast though. Yeah. And I mean, like, I just remember how hard Mother's Day was when Claire was alive.
Yeah. Cause I mean, with Claire, with Rhett, like there was already a grieving that happened when we got the diagnosis. So we already grieved, or we had already started the grieving process for she was never going to be doing the things a typical kid was going to be doing.
Yeah.
So there's that loss of opportunity for living a life with her and seeing her do things and all that stuff. We had started that grieving process with the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it was like as much grief around that, but it was just, it was the contriveness. Like, you know, in first grade, kids make Mother's Day cards or like candles or something like that at school. And so, like, you know, Claire's aide would kind of, I would get things from Claire, like I'm doing air quotes, but it was like an adult made this child's craft. And like, maybe there was some hand over hand involved in it.
Yeah.
And some of them, it was hard because like when Claire was younger, she would get like a new aide every year or like every 6 months or something. And like every Mother's Day, you'd see like the personality of the aide in the Mother's Day craft.
Right.
Not Claire.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was hard.
Sure.
You know, you're like, oh, now that you're working with her, she loves all these things that you love. How about that?
Right.
You know, like versus like these like really consistent themes that this is who Claire is, you know?
Yep.
And I think that's probably when I started hating Mother's Day, right. If I'm honest.
Yeah.
Was just like, because I was like, I would just rather Claire get to celebrate me in her own way.
Right.
Like, can we find a way that she can access versus like making her do this contrived art project or whatever. And I think that's the thing, like, that's like the lesson that she taught, right? Like, all of the best lessons came from Claire. And that is that do it in your own way. Like, you know, sure, there is like this very contrived way to celebrate everything. You know, if you listen to the marketing and the history of tradition or whatever, sure, you can fall into that and do that if you want.
Sure.
But there's another way where you do what is authentic that is just so beautiful.
Right.
And I think, you know, that's, she had a really special way about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day was Mother's Day with her when she would roll her eyes at me. But seriously.
Yeah, no, totally.
Like, she had a way of making me feel real special.
Yeah. Right.
Even when she was like kind of indicating that she thought I was dumb because she was a teenager.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know, but when she was younger.
Yeah.
You know, she sure had a way about her. And but the thing is, she had apraxia. And so like for her to like show up on Mother's Day Sunday morning was impossible. It was like just like without fail. If it's like, this is Mother's Day, Claire, this is the time that you need, that we're choosing to honor me. Without fail, she would have a seizure. She would.
Well, I mean, like every holiday was hard. Like every holiday was like the trying to do the holiday in as typical a way as possible. Well, dancing around seizures and the apraxia and all the stuff. So it all felt. And on a day specifically meant to celebrate you, it was kind of especially hard.
Well, and also that I often didn't feel like worthy of being celebrated because, like Rett syndrome just doesn't make you feel like a winner of a mom a lot of the time.
Ah.
You know?
Right.
Like, you're constantly like the school district. I mean, the school district reported us to CPS. We had to get lawyers involved so many different times, you know, like.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
So there's that. Yeah, it's pretty great. It really is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to everyone out there who has whatever story you have around Mother's Day, bereaved Mother's Day. I feel like we need like a badass Mother's Day. Like, if your children aren't typical, if you're having this like whole different, if you have to be on the phone with insurance companies, like, you know, also there's adopted moms. Oh my gosh. Like, there's just like so many atypical. I feel like I want rogue Mother's Day.
Or like,
maybe the Mother's Day, the Sunday after Mother's Day, for all of the moms who are like, what do they call them? Dragon moms? Like special needs moms? Mm-hmm. You know, like the, because I feel like I can say this now that I've had like a kind of like typical parenting experience for the last year since we've been like in Australia, kind of being normalish. It's so much easier. Like, it's ridiculously easier.
Right.
Like, I mean, Chloe still is complicated, but not like Claire.
Right.
I think I can say with authority that having like one regular kid is like a lot easier than having a special needs kid.
Yeah.
And so maybe there should be like rogue Mother's Day. Rogue is the wrong word.
What about just like international complicated maternal relationship day?
I like that too.
Because that kind of covers all of it.
I think about like people who have adopted and have like reactive attachment disorder.
For sure.
And like have like where their children are abusive to them.
Yeah.
How does Mother's Day feel for that? Or like just like all the moms who are like fighting insurance companies for life-saving medication.
Right.
Like a day for like the moms where it's like, you thought it was going to be one thing. This is real different.
Well, because it's all still based on that Hallmark card version of motherhood that almost no one experiences.
Yeah.
Almost no one.
Maybe we just need to like hijack Mother's Day and make it about reality.
Yeah.
On this Mother's Day, I don't know. I don't want to hate, but also I just kind of feel like it's a dumb holiday. It's well-intended.
Yeah.
I feel like to each their own, however you're able to celebrate. And then, oh, I could go on. You know, because like then we're relying. Do you know how many amazing mothers don't have partners?
Yeah, there are a lot.
You know, like I have a partner who was taking my kids to the store to buy cards and out to try to figure a way to celebrate me. There's a lot of moms doing this alone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, there's my Mother's Day, like, oy. If you are having complicated feelings about Mother's Day or bereaved Mother's Day, have you heard of bereaved Mother's Day? Do you think bereaved Mother's Day should be a bigger thing?
That's kind of the other thing I was thinking, is I feel like bereaved Mother's Day is only known to bereaved mothers, which kind of defeats the purpose, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Hmm.
Well, because the presence of complicated relationships is known on Mother's Day. Right? Like the mothers who are waiting for a call from their kid that maybe they don't talk as often as they wish or whatever. Like, both parties are present. So everyone knows.
Right.
And if you are an adult and your mother is dead, most people recognize that also.
Right.
But it's like when they're not there for people to realize that they're not there, that's like the...
Yeah.
The invisible part of it.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people who don't realize how many people are walking around with dead children. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, what a lovely, sweet thought to end on. It's so do you, Jared, do you have any like thoughts or ideas on then how do you think bereaved Mother's Day should be more mainstream, that people who aren't bereaved would be aware of it? Like, would you want more awareness? Would you want to see shopping malls, you know, doing brunches for bereaved moms the weekend before? Or like, what do you see as a solution or a...
Again, I'm coming at this from a...
From the patriarchy. Speaking for the patriarchy.
I think anytime we can remind the general public that people are walking around with a weight on their soul that you have no idea.
Yeah.
And to just kind of put this bow on it once a year and say Mother's Day or bereaved Mother's Day or whatever, like, they're walking around with that all year long. So if there's a way that we could get people to just realize that on a daily basis.
Yeah. So I guess if like one day a year, there's a little bit more emphasis, then maybe there would be more awareness on the daily.
I think, yeah. Yeah. Cause it everyone's got something.
Yeah. And
so in some ways, to even call out one day for it, it's almost like I tick the box.
Yeah.
You know, okay, got through Mother's Day, I called mom, check.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it should be a day in and day out thing.
I do have to say, massive props to you and Chloe. When I cook dinner, normally you guys like do a really good thank the chef.
We appreciate you.
I feel appreciated most of the time.
Is there, I guess the question for you then, as a bereaved mother,
mm-hmm.
like, is there a way that you would want to be honored differently?
If I had like a machine that got to make magic things happen, I would love to go to like some sort of non-religious, I would love to see non-religious like events held, mm-hmm. where maybe there's like women holding space for each other, like some sort of ceremony or something, mm-hmm. for the women who've like, maybe they're veterans and it's been 10 years for them. And then the woman where it's their first.
Right.
You know, I would love to see some sort of coming together, because I do think that like grief, like when children are born, everyone comes together and like holds the baby and passes it around and helps with the baby and brings meals.
Right.
And when a child dies, it's like the opposite.
Right.
And it, like,
especially like, in the American culture.
For sure.
Because I think in other cultures, it's not like that.
It's just the only one I know.
Right.
And Australia's not too different.
Yeah.
So I would love to see some sort of coming together that was like, what if, you know, there was some sort of internationally sort of, on bereaved Mother's Day, people go to the town square and leave flowers, you know, like, on Veterans Day, I think they do poppies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Here in Australia.
Okay.
Or flags in the U.S., you know, right. Like, I would love to see maybe if the international symbol for child loss was a sunflower.
Yeah.
I would love to see people who haven't lost children, or people like a central place where everyone places a sunflower or something like that. Some sort of coming together. That would be like my, like, I'm not wanting an extra day of brunch. You know what I mean? I think all that's, it's nice, but it's silly, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to see some sort of internationally recognized thing where there's like a symbol for you lost a child, and where like there's like a togetherness, there's like a seenness to it.
Yeah, a tribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite of that. I wonder, maybe, I feel like in there's like infertility circles that like maybe people kind of, there's a little bit more coming together. I'm not sure what like the current, you know, because I'm old and out of it.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that like pregnancy loss is also very isolating. I think that there's a lot of people who go through it silently and and nobody ever knows.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so the more you know. All right. Well, we're going, I think we're about out of time. I hope that maybe this made you feel less alone. And wherever you are in your journey, if you are a mother, if you have a mother, if you know a mother who doesn't have one of her children on this earth with her, if you have, again, if you have a healthy relationship with your mom and all your children, I feel like you need to be doing something for everyone else. 'Cause the rest of us are hurting. Oh, it's so complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Jared, for, you know, trying to represent the patriarchy as best you can. I joke. I say that with love. Truly. You have done a good job over the years of trying to, I'm absolutely abhorrible. Is that the right word? On Mother's Day? I'm not fun to be around. He's not going to say anything. That is a smart man.
We love having you with us.
I try to find my... I get a little spicy sometimes, or salty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not perfect. Yeah, and I don't know. Now that my daughter's dead, that side of me is around a little bit more often. We were in therapy. This is like one of my favorite lines. I'm probably going to share this more than once. And I said, ever since Claire died, nothing can hurt me. Like, I'm like, go ahead, like, come at me, bring like, whatever you have. Like, I am impenetrable. I have been hurt so badly by losing Claire that like nothing else can hurt me now. And then Jared was like, just the total opposite. Ever since, how did you say it? Ever since Claire died?
Everything hurts me.
Everything hurts you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know why that was relevant to this, but...
That'll be another episode.
That's another episode. Come back for more of that story. Oh, thank you so much. I hope that however you spend bereaved Mother's Day, you know you aren't alone and that you are loved and you are doing a better job than you give yourself credit. I just think that's across the board, safe to say. And, Jared, anything else?
Oh, thanks for being an amazing mother.
Yeah.
Not sure why I'm thanking you. I don't know. It feels weird. But yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.